Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, A Programmed Introduction. Tape 6. Frame 229. Look at this pair and listen to the pronunciation.
Sara ao. Sara on.
Listen again.
Sara ao. Sara on.
Although these two look alike, their pronunciation is very different. Listen and look again.
Sara ao. Sara on.
Frame 230. Using X's to indicate consonants. Indicate the difference between these two by writing it in the two spaces. Now check your answer below. Frame 231. Read these two as a pair. The tape will confirm your response.
Sara ao. Sara on.
Frame 232. Write these in the spaces provided as you hear them read. Number 1.
Sara on.
Number 2.
Sara ao.
Number 3.
Sara on.
Number 4.
Sara ao.
Check your responses in the text. Frame 233. You have now learned to read and write a total of 28 Lao vowels and diphthongs. To refresh your memory, we will now read all of these as you look at them in the text. Just to see if you still remember them, we will wait a few seconds after reading each number to give you a chance to read each pair. Then it will be read on the tape. You should repeat it after the tape. Group A, pairs of vowels. Number 1.
Sara a, sara a.
Number 2.
Sara I, sara I.
Number 3.
Sara U, sara U.
Number 4.
Sara u, sara u.
Number 5.
Sara e, sara e.
Number 6.
Sara e, sara e.
Number 7.
Sara o, sara o.
Number 8.
Sara on, sara on.
Number 9.
Sara-e.
Group B. Pairs of diphthongs. Number 1.
Sara-ia. Sara-ia.
Number 2.
Sara-ua, sara-ua.
Number 3.
Sara-ua, sara-ua.
Group C, others. Number 1.
Sara-ai, mai-mai.
Number 2.
Sara-ai, mai-muan.
Number 3.
Sara-au.
Number 4.
Sara-am.
Frame 234. This is a consonant symbol. It is called
doko.
This is the same consonant sound as in the Lao word
gao,
meaning 9. Frame 235. Since this is a consonant, we say
to
before it.
To
means consonant, just as
sara
means vowel. So this is called
doko.
Frame 236. Notice how
doko
is written. You begin with a small counterclockwise circle on the lower left-hand side. Proceed up to the top, then form another counterclockwise circle. Then go to the right in smooth motion, forming a bump, and then go straight down. Trace this motion with your finger or pencil. Frame 237. What is this letter called?
Doko.
Don't forget to put
do
before
go.
Frame 238. It is important for us to distinguish between what we call a letter when we are talking about it, as in spelling, and what the letter actually sounds like in a word. The English letter P is called P, but when it occurs in a word, it usually has the sound P, so that P-A-T is pronounced pat, not P-A-T. Frame 239. This Lao consonant is called
doko
when we refer to it in spelling, but when it occurs in a word, it has a sound
g.
The
do
before it means consonant. The sound
o
is put after the
g
to make it easier to say, just as the e is put after p to make the letter P pronounceable. Frame 240. Listen to the names of some Lao consonants.
To go, to do, to to, to bo, to po.
What two things did every one of these have in common? Each one of them had the word
to
before it, and each of them had a sound at the end. Listen for these two things as they are read again.
To go, to do, to to, to bo, to po.
As you already know, the word
to
is put before each of them because they are consonants. The sound is put after the initial sound to make them pronounceable. All Lao consonants are named in this fashion, that is, with
to
before and
o
at the end. Frame 241. Is this statement true or false? The name of every Lao consonant begins with
to.
That's true. Frame 242. If you were spelling a Lao word and this letter was in the word, what would you call it?
To go.
Frame 243. Listen to the pronunciation of this letter. This time the
to
will be left off, but the
o
sound at the end will be kept for ease of pronunciation.
Go.
Listen again.
Go.
It sounds somewhat like the English G in gone and like the C in cone, but it is actually neither. This sound does occur in English in some words. If you pronounce the English word scald and leave off the initial S, you will get a G sound that is just like the Lao sound. Listen to the G when I leave off the S. Scald. 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 Did you notice that there was no puff of air after the G sound? Listen as I repeat the exercise. Scald. 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 Frame 244. I will now pronounce some English sounds and some Lao sounds. You are to listen and to indicate whether they are identical in sound with the Lao
go
or not by saying same or different. The tape will confirm your response. Number one, g. That's different. Number two, g. That's the same. Number three, k. That's different. Number four, g. That's the same. Number five, k. That's different. Number six, g. That's different. Frame 245. Listen to the pronunciation of
go
in some words. Number one,
ga.
Number two,
gi.
Number three,
gu.
Number four,
gu.
Number five,
go.
Number six,
gum.
Number seven,
ga.
Number eight,
gi.
Frame 246. When you were learning to read vowels, you were told that the X written with the vowel symbols was there to take the place of the initial consonant. Initial in that sense meant the sound that was said first, not necessarily written first. This must be the case because, as you remember, some vowel symbols preceded the X in writing. Using the word initial to refer to the sound that is said first, What is the initial consonant in these words? Look at number 2.
Doko.
Number 3.
Doko.
Number 4.
Doko.
Number 5.
Doko.
Number 6.
Doko.
Number 7.
Doko.
Frame 247. There's only one way to write and only one way to pronounce Lao words. But there may be two ways to give the spelling of a word. Now look at these words and notice how they are written and listen to their pronunciation and spelling. Number 1 is pronounced
Gi
and spelled
Doko Sra'i.
Number 2 is pronounced
Gu
and spelled
Doko Sra'u.
Number 3 is pronounced
Ga
and is spelled
Doko Sra'a.
Number 4 is pronounced
Ge
and is spelled
Doko Sra'e.
Number 5 is pronounced
G
and is spelled
Doko Sra'e.
Number 6 is pronounced
Gai
and is spelled
Doko Sra'ai.
Number 7 is pronounced
Gau
and is spelled
Doko Sra'au.
Number 8 is pronounced
Gia
and is spelled
Doko Sra'ia.
Frame 248. Although Lao words normally have only one acceptable spelling, with some words the sequence in which the letters are given in spelling may vary somewhat according to the use that is to be made of the spelling. For example, one method may be used when you are reading something that is written or telling someone how to spell a word, and another may be used solely for dictation purposes. Observe the difference between the two methods of providing the letters. Look at the word at number 1. First, I will give you the spelling of this word as I read it. It would be
Doko Sra'ai.
Now I will dictate the spelling for you. Please write it in the space given. As you hear a letter read, write it.
Sra'ai mai mai. Doko.
As you can see from the dictation, you're given more detail when someone is dictating to you, and the order of giving may be different. Now let's try a more complex example. Look at number 2. First, I will give you the ordinary spelling of the word. It would be
Doko Sra'ua.
Now listen as I dictate the spelling of this word to you. Please write it letter by letter as I read it to you.
Sra'e. Doko. Sra'u. Do'o.
Check your answer by looking at number 2. As you see, in dictation, you are given much more detail. In Laos, dictation-type spelling is used mainly for teaching children to spell and write in the elementary grades. To a literate Lao, there is no need to spell out in detail how you would write sounds like
ua, ua, ia.
Frame 249. We will now dictate the spelling of some words. Write them as you hear them. After you've written them, you will be asked to pronounce them. Number 1.
Toko sarai.
Look below and check your spelling. Now pronounce it.
Ki.
Number 2.
Sarao toko.
Look below and check your spelling. Now pronounce it.
Go.
Number 3.
Sarae. Toko. Maikan. Hoi nyo.
Look below and check your spelling. Now pronounce it.
Kia.
Number 4.
Sarae. Toko. Maikung. Sara'a.
Check your spelling below. Now pronounce it.
Kau.
Frame 250. Now you'll be asked to spell some words and then pronounce them. This time, do not use dictation type spelling. Number 1. Spell the word. The correct spelling is
toko sara'a.
Now pronounce it.
Ka.
Number 2. Spell the word. The correct spelling is
toko sara'a.
Now pronounce the word.
Ka.
Number 3. Spell the word. The correct spelling is
toko sara'i.
Now pronounce the word.
Ki.
Number 4. Spell the word. The correct spelling is
toko sara'i.
Now pronounce it.
Ki.
Number 5. Spell the word. The correct spelling is
toko sara'e.
Now pronounce it.
Get.
Number 6. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sara'e.
Now pronounce it.
Ke.
Number 7. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Pronounce it.
Go.
Number 8. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Go.
Number 9. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Go.
Number 10. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Pronounce it.
Go.
Number 11. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Go.
Number 12. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Gu.
Number 13. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Go.
Number 14. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Dia.
Number 15. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Gua.
Number 16. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Gua.
Number 17. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Gai.
Number 18. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Gau.
Number 19. Spell it. The correct spelling is
toko sraeo.
Now pronounce it.
Gam.
This is the end of Tape 6, Reading Lao, a Programmed Introduction, Foreign Service Institute.